Given Walmart position at a nation's largest private employer, whatever I experience there will at least be of grand social significance. But this is just a way of ratifying yet another dumb mistake. The one involving all the coffee, the embarrassing truth is that I'm just too exhausted to work, especially for 11 hours in a row. Why hadn't I asked all these questions about wages an hour before? For that matter, why hadn't I bargained with Roberta when she called to tell me I'd pass the drug test? Told her $7 an hour would be fine, as long as the benefits included a free lakeside condo with a hot tub. At least part of the answer, which I only figured out weeks later, lies in the employer's deft handling of the hiring process. First, you are an applicant. Then suddenly you are an orange. You're handed the application from and a few days later, you're being handed the uniform and warned against the nose ring and stealing. There's nothing intimidating. A point in the process which you confront the potential employer as a free agent, entitled to cut her own deal. The interpolation of the drug test between application and hiring tilts your playing field even further, establishing that you and not the employer are one that who has something to prove. Okay. Like, I pictured her, like, going to Walmart and, like, feeling down about herself because she didn't, like, get the job that has $7 an hour, even though she did pass the drug test. And just, like, about to cry. And
okay. Next chair.